Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Shabbos 117. And today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez on 117b continues our discussion is what is a person allowed to save from being burnt on Shabbos? And so says our Mishnah, Matzilin, a person is allowed to save from a fire on Shabbos, Mazon Shalosh Sudos, enough food for three meals, for the meals that a person is required to eat on Shabbos. And the reason is a person is required to eat three meals on Shabbos, and so therefore you're allowed to save enough food for those meals and presumably for all the people in your home. That's what the Rebbe points out. It's for everybody in their home to be able to eat three meals. Haroi la'adam la'adam, the food that's for a person, you could save for a person. And haroi la'behema, and the food for an animal, you could save for an animal. Kate said, how so? Nafla d'leika b'leila Shabbos, if the fire occurs on the night of Shabbos, Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudos, and you save the meal for enough food for three meals. B'shachres, but let's say the fire happened in the morning where you've already eaten the meal for Shabbos from the night before. Matzilin Mazon Shtei Sudos, then you save enough food for two meals. And B'mincha, let's say it happened at Mincha in the afternoon, then Matzilin, then you're doing Mazon Sudachas, and you just save enough food for one meal. Rabbi Yossi says, La'olam Matzilin Shalosh Sudos. Rabbi Yossi says, no matter when the fire occurs on Shabbos, you can always save food for three meals because we've established the principle that the food is not muksa because the food was needed for Shabbos. Gemara goes into a tangent from here because the Gemara is going to derive from some of these principles from the gathering of the man in the desert. So the Gemara goes into a little bit of a tangent and records a beautiful statement from Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, "Olam yashkim adam, otzah Shabbos. A person should always wake up early in the morning to engage in the needs for Shabbos, to start preparing for Shabbos. A person shouldn't wait until 2 minutes before Shabbos in order to prepare for Shabbos. A person should wake up early in the morning, as it states with respect to the passage of the man in Exodus chapter 16, verse 5. On the sixth day, they prepared that which they had brought, which means that when they brought the food, when they brought the man, when they gathered the man, immediately they were supposed to prepare it. And the man, when did the man fall? Altar. The man fell immediately in the morning, as it states, as this is how Rashi cites this pasuk, Leolkatuo so baboker baboker, that they gathered the man in the morning, which means immediately in the morning they gathered the man. And so therefore, this is the proof that you're supposed to start preparing the food first thing in the morning. And the Chidush Aron says the fact that it doesn't focus on the fact that it says that the end of the pasuk says Vayokatuo so baboker baboker, as it states there in a later pasuk, but rather he bases it on the fact that it says Vaya Vayom HaShishi, and it was on the sixth day. So from the fact that it says Vehaya, it implies that immediately when the day came, they immediately started to engage in the holy activity of preparing for Shabbos. And indeed, the Beis Yosef writes this in Or HaChaim, Simen Reish Nun, he writes this in the name of the Tanchuma, that immediately when immediately on Friday morning, we're supposed to engage in preparation for Shabbos. And indeed, the Prima Gadim writes, for this reason, a person who needs to wake up extra early on Friday afternoon in order to prepare for the needs of Shabbos and start preparing even before Shema, even before prayer, the person should start engaging in the mitzvah preparation for Shabbos. But according to Rashi's approach, who says it on the basis of baboker, baboker, it can even take place after davening, because it's just the first thing that you do in the morning. It doesn't mean that you have to wake up especially early to engage in this activity. And then the Gemara says, goes on, so Rabbi Abba says, B'Shabbos, Chayav Adam Lev Tzoal Shteit Kikaros. A person always has to make a bracha on Shabbos on two loaves of bread. What's the source for this? The source for this is from the man, because it says that they on the sixth day they gathered up a lecha mishnah, a double portion, and says Ravashi, Chazina Leo Rav Kahan, Ravashi says, I saw Rav Kahana, he held two loaves of bread and he broke one loaf of bread. And what's the basis for the fact that he held two loaves and broke one loaf? Because it says, luck two. That it says that they gathered two. It means to say that they gathered two, but they didn't have to eat both at the same time. And so therefore they gathered two, and that was the Lecha Mishnah. They made the bracha on the two loaves, but they only broke one. Rabbi Zera ave batza kua sherusa. Rabbi Zera would break the entire loaf of bread. He would use the entire loaf of bread at the meal. And he did this in order to honor the Shabbos, because it looks like he was showing how great the Shabbos was. And so therefore he was eating a lot of food to demonstrate his love for the Shabbos. Says Ravina to Ravashi, Ivan Mirse Karav Tanuta. Well, if you're going to do this, you're going to look like you're a glutton. like you're a glutton, that you're eating that way. So he says, Amrlay, kiven de kol yom lo aves. He says, no, since every day I don't act this way, va'inuhu de kavadei, I just act this way on Shabbos, well, milsek rapter nuta, I'm not going to look like I'm like a gluttonous person. It's obviously the case that I'm just doing this for the purpose of the mitzvah. And Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, Kimiku Rifta de Ruvan, when they got the bread that they used for the Erev Chatzeros, that they would use a loaf of bread to say that they can all carry in each other's position in others' courtyards, Sharu Ilave, they are the one, they started with that bread. They used the bread from the Erev Chatzeros to make that brachan for Motzi. And they said, all this ave bechada mitzvah, because we use this bread for one mitzvah, misave ba mitzvah achrina, we should use it for another mitzvah as well. And this basically teaches us this principle that once you use a mitzvah, once you use something for one mitzvah, ideally you should try and connect it to another mitzvah. And this is a powerful idea that reminds us of the idea that a mitzvah is supposed to give us momentum to lead us from one place into another. And that's also the essence of Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to give us the momentum to lead us from the mitzvahs of Shabbos into the whole week.